Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
John Davis filling in for Zach by today. And we are reacting to the news. Mike Kliss broke it about a half an hour ago on his Twitter. Broncos' Von Miller is under criminal investigation by Parker Police Department for Kevin Vaughn and Kliss. Josh Hans, sorry if I get his name wrong. Parker Police spokesman confirmed Miller investigation underway. We're not commenting on the nature of the allegations. We haven't completed the investigation. So it's important Vaughn has not been charged with anything yet. It's just an investigation. Stoke, you and I have been talking that regardless of the outcome of this, and Vaughn is innocent until proven guilty, and we don't know what the charges are for, but it alludes to him and the Broncos probably just moving on from each other. I think that's kind of what the theme's been here. It's probably better for both parties, given everything, to just go their separate ways.
Yeah, absolutely. It solidifies it for me. I was on the fence. I said, hey, push his contract down, $9-10 million, give him some incentives. Because I would like to see a bounce-back year from Vaughn. And I would like to see a year with a healthy Von Miller and a healthy Bradley Chubb, you know, going into his fourth year. I would like to see that. But now, the text messages a couple weeks ago, this coming up, you can save a lot of money on the cap by just moving on from Vaughn. It's not even worth the hassle anymore. It's just time to turn the page and move on and start fresh and let Vaughn try to start fresh somewhere else.
And I think that's what's best probably for Vaughn. And it is a lifelong, because I love the Broncos. My grandpa got season tickets in the Broncos' third season. So, like, those get passed down generation to generation with my family. And Vaughn's one of the best we've ever seen. You know, and I've always said George Payton, the hardest thing he was going to have to do that people didn't recognize is make the decision to move on from a legend. You know, like, Payton retired. John Elway retired. Terrell Davis was kind of forced out due to injury. The Broncos never had to make decisions on those guys. John did make a decision on Champ Bailey. He did not bring him back. But with this, you know, Champ was done. Vaughn still, whether we think he's Von Miller, the prime Von Miller, he probably still has some football left in him.
Yeah.
And Payton was going to have to make this decision of how much does he have left in him, and I'm letting go of this Broncos legend before I've even started here, before they've even played a game under my watch. I think now, with him, if he moves on from Von Miller, he can look at it strictly from a business perspective, and the outside noise, I think everybody will understand if the decision is made to just part with Von.
Yeah, I think you know, when you're taking over a team and you're trying to put your stamp on this organization, you know, when you talk about the culture, you talk about the players, you talk about, you know, everything, what you're trying to build here, you know, it's a good kind of first statement for you. Look, nobody's immune to, you know, being cut or being moved on from. And if you're not doing the right things, if you're not portraying the way that we want you to be portrayed as a Denver Bronco, then, you know, we'll move on from you. And so I think it's a good kind of way to introduce yourself to Broncos country. If you're George Payton, we're moving on from Von Miller. It just, you know, the distractions off the football field, the things that we're reading, the things that we're hearing, we don't want that part of the Denver Broncos organization, and so it's just time for us to move on from Von Miller.
And with, you know, it's not, the judgment's not, and I think it's clear, the judgment from us isn't totally being like, Von's under criminal investigation, get
right.
rid of him because of that.
Right.
There's
not
a variety
all.
Of things going
yeah.
on here. One, I think, too, for the Broncos themselves, if maybe they had a little more stability at the ownership position, if the direction of the organization was a little more clear, this type of situation's a little bit easier for them to handle and to kind of develop a game plan for what they want to do. But with, I mean, the ownership situation's a distraction in and of itself that's not going away anytime soon. And so the Broncos probably want to reduce the amount of outside noise while they try to right the ship. And that may be one reason they're just like, hey, Vaughn, it's not personal. We can only handle so much right now.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, you look at the ownership situation, you look at all the other stuff that's been going on. It just hasn't been a good look for the Broncos organization over the last 3 or 4 years. And this is kind of a chance to get your ship heading back in the right direction. And it's not just one thing here. Okay, that's the thing. It's not just because Von Miller's being investigated for a crime. All right, that's not it. It's that plus the text messages, plus your contract, plus your play, plus your injury, all of that stuff. Just, you know, you throw it all together, put it all in a blender, comes out, and it says it's time for the Broncos to move on from Von Miller.
And for those that don't know, that are just tuning in, Mike Kliss tweeted half an hour ago, Broncos Von Miller is under criminal investigation by Parker Police Department for Kevin Vaughn and Kliss. Parker Police Department spokesperson John Hans, we're not commenting on the nature of the allegations. We haven't completed the investigation, so we don't know what Vaughn is being charged with. And that news will, or not being, he's not being charged. He has not been charged. Let me say that clearly. We do not know if Vaughn will be charged. We don't even know what they're investigating. He has not been charged at this time.
I'll say this too for people that, you know, when we had Vaughn on, months ago during the season and he hung up on us and everybody was, you know, we handled this situation wrong. Zach and I did. And, you know, Zach had this info yesterday. Okay, he had this info yesterday. He knew it. Okay, and he could have came out and thrown it out there, but he didn't. So I'm gonna throw that on top of, you know, all this stuff that's happening. You know, I know the news is breaking today. Zach had it yesterday. So I'm gonna throw that out there to stick up for Zach a little bit, that, you know, and the people that think that we're all out to get Von Miller. If that was the case, Zach would have put it out there yesterday, but he didn't. You know, he didn't. He just held it tight, and I'm gonna throw that out there for my man Zach, since he's not here.
And there you go. There you go. And it's with Von. Yeah, Zach, I didn't know that. So that's the news to me about Zach. That's cool, or not cool. It's interesting that he had it, I guess.
And he knows what it's for too.
Yeah.
So hence I know what it's for.
Okay.
But just give him a little pat on the back there. He handled this the right way and all ways. So just wanted to
tip of the hat
to my guy ZB.
Tip of the hat. And it's, I think right now Vaughn, you know, you look at where this organization's headed. They're not, and why it's, you just don't want the distraction right now. This is just such a young group. And the leaders on this team right now, the Broncos, are very young guys. You know, it's Cortland Sutton is the veteran in the receiver room, and he's still on his rookie contract.
Yeah.
There's one of the other veterans, to be fair, is Melvin Gordon, and he's got some things he's dealing with as well. And so you want.
And he just pleaded not guilty yesterday.
Yeah,
so,
pleaded
like,
not
you
guilty.
Know, I mean, goodness gracious. Right? I mean, it's awful. I mean, you got guys in court every other day, it seems like. Right? I mean, wow. We didn't even talk about that yesterday. You know, him pleading not guilty to the DUI. So we'll see how that plays out. But it's just, at some point, you know, you got to establish a culture change, and that's on George Payton now.
And I think, again, nothing's easy about this process, but he had multiple big decisions, you know. Elway, they brought him in and they said, we want you to help right the ship. By the way, we've got a bunch of really hard things we need you to resolve. I'm going to go upstairs.
Yeah. <Let's> go. I'll be back in about 3 months.
Yeah.
Tell me how it goes.
Getting rid of Von Miller is a tough decision. You get to do it. And that's kind of what they did. But the Justin Simmons thing is huge to me.
Yeah.
I think keeping him is so major. And I think John Elway really fractured that relationship with Justin Simmons. Simmons hasn't had any success since he's been to Denver. So convincing him to come back here, I think, is an uphill battle. I think there's a lot to go on there. The quarterback position, as you and I have talked about, there's a lot there. And then Vaughn was a major decision. And a lot of people, I know Nick and Cecil, felt it was actually the first decision he had to make, the biggest one George Payton had to make. With this news today that Vaughn is under criminal investigation, George Payton probably now puts this aside and just decides to move forward with trying to figure out Justin Simmons and who's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, man, you know, my mind might be changing here when it comes to Justin Simmons, with everything that you're hearing.
Where were you on it, and where are you on Justin Simmons?
I wanted
now?
To re-sign Justin Simmons, but I had a price. You know, I said, hey, make him, I think it was the the right around the fifth highest paid safety. I was good with that. I didn't want to set the market. I still don't want to set the market with him, but I might be a little bit more flexible now. I might be a little bit more flexible because right now I've changed my stance to a certain degree on Von Miller, where I don't even want to entertain a salary cut, a pay cut, and you know, keep him around. I think it's just time to cut bait and move on. And I think that makes the signing of a guy like Justin Simmons even more important, because culture, locker room, leadership, all that stuff is a big deal, and the Broncos haven't been good enough in that area. And Justin Simmons is the one guy that you want that culture to be around, and that locker room to, you know, kind of be your leader of your football team and the face of your football team and the face of your defense. That's the type of guy you want. So now, you know, I'm ready to move on from Von, turn the page from the Von Miller era, and to me, that makes signing a guy like Justin Simmons that much more important now. So I'm more flexible. I'm not making him the highest paid safety, but I'm willing to give him some more money now, and I think that's probably more of a priority for me. It's more of a priority to get him done now, whereas you know, a month ago I said, hey, fifth or sixth highest paid safety, if you can't get it, you just move on. I've changed a little bit now.
And with that, with the news again, for those just tuning in, if one, John Davis in for Zach By today, Mike Klist tweeted today, Broncos Von Miller is under criminal investigation by Parker Police Department. He has not been charged with anything. The investigation's still ongoing. Stoke, you just mentioned the word priority. With this Von Miller news, how does this change George Payton's priorities going into this offseason? We'll do that next.
It's Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
John Davis filling in for Zach By today. And, you know, Zach, hey, he may not be here, but this is still his show. He tunes in when we're on. He gives me some compliments, Stoke. So he's always around the show, even when he's not behind the mic.
He can't leave. He can't quit me.
He can't quit you.
No, he just can't. You know, even when he takes his days off, and he still is always listening. You know, it doesn't matter if he's in New York for Christmas or wherever, this guy can't quit me.
You and Zach, I would say if we were ever all out hanging out, everybody's having fun, you and Zach are the two I'm sitting next to, because I think you guys are having the most fun.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. At, so. I mean, I don't think that's a debate there. Certainly. We're going to have the most fun.
I like when you guys talk about how you did when on the games every week. And hey, you had that Browns one. I told my buddy Sergio he was an idiot for picking the Browns, and look who's stupid now.
Yeah, that was something. You know, every now and then I get one right, and when I do, you know, those are the fun times. So that was a big one. That was a big one, because that was a tiebreaker for us, and I didn't think they were going to, you know, destroy the Steelers like they did, but that was a good pick by me. Every now and then I get one right.
And hey, when you do, you take that victory lap.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, you got to take a couple of them. Because, you know, when you get them wrong and you get things wrong, people will just, you know, kill you for it. So when you get it right, sometimes you got to be the one that pats yourself on the back.
You got to get out in front. Never bet with me, Stoke, because when I lose, I just don't pay.
You don't pay. Oh, that's okay. Well, I'll keep a running total. You know, I like when people owe me. It's not a big deal. I kind of like always having that in my back pocket, you know, like Orlando and –
Orlando. If you owe Orlando, you pay.
No. Orlando owes me.
Okay. All right.
So does Tyler. Tyler, actually, I saw Tyler yesterday because I was in the studio, and he took a quick trip downstairs to that old ATM, and he came back up with some cash for me. So that was felt good about seeing Tyler yesterday.
Oh, good. Man of honor. Yeah. Tyler's a good dude. But we're reacting, Mike Klist. Tweeted out within the last hour, Broncos Von Miller under criminal investigation by Parker Police Department per Kevin Vaughn and Mike Klist. John Hans, Parker Police spokesman, confirmed Miller under investigation. They are not commenting on the nature of the allegations because they have not completed it. So Vaughn has not been charged. But now this, I mean, Stoke, the decision's easy for the Broncos. They're done. You and I have established that on this show already. With all the distraction, I don't know why they sit. Yeah, some people have texted in Stoke saying, does this give the Broncos more leverage? They're not looking at it. I cannot imagine the Broncos would look at it like, oh, now we can offer him less money because of this. Like,
right.
That would be, for one, that would be an odd way to do business. I don't think that's how the Broncos would prefer to go about things. I don't think they want the distraction. I've said it already. I think the ownership is too big of a distraction already. And that's been messy. You know, it's not like they're just figuring out the owner. It's been contentious between multiple parties. The Broncos don't need more outside noise for George Payton coming to Denver. That's the last thing he needs to be dealing with. So with George Payton, Von Miller's, we're just saying the problem, our best guess is that they're going to move on from him. So what's next?
I would. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I don't know George Payton, right?
That's true.
And I'm guessing this is going to be his decision. You know, it could come from ownership. It could come from Joe Ellis. Like, hey, enough's enough with this.
He could have already wanted to move on anyway. I mean, we don't know that. He may have already been like, this is a bloated salary. We're getting out of here. Minnesota, yes, they gave Kirk Cousins all that money, but they moved on from Stephon Diggs, who's a prime player. So
that's right.
He's there. There is some evidence. You know, he has been a part of those tough decisions as well. And they love Diggs in Minnesota, like they love Vaughn in Denver. So George Payton maybe was already going to be moving on from Vaughn. This may just solidify, or maybe he still thinks he's worth keeping. You're right. We don't know how he operates, but I would imagine, do you think George Payton's focus, does this change his priorities, this Von Miller news being under criminal investigation?
Well, you know, you look at priorities for him, obviously it's figuring out the quarterback, and then for me it was handling the Von Miller situation. Does it flip-flop the two? I think, like you said, I think it makes his decision easier when you look at the salary cap situation. If Von's on the team, he has a cap hit of $22 million if he plays for his salary that he's going to make this year, which is $17.5 million. If he's not on the team, the cap hit goes down to $4.2 million. So that's a huge savings. So like you said, John, you might already been ready to walk away from Von to begin with. This is just kind of, I think this kind of helps you. It really helps your decision if you're George Payton. It makes it an easier decision for you. So does this go to number one over the quarterback situation? I still think the quarterback situation is the highest priority for the Denver Broncos.
Real quick, Stoke, I'm going to cut you off there.
Yeah.
We have some from Fox 31. Sources tell Fox 31 that the investigation involves domestic violence allegations by his ex-fiance and is being conducted by Parker Police. So that source is telling Fox 31 that it's a domestic violence-related situation that is being investigated. Von Miller has not been charged.
And that's, you know, yeah, that's what I heard yesterday. And that's what Zach heard yesterday. And that's what Zach told me yesterday. So this is not, you know, breaking news for myself because Zach knew this stuff yesterday. But he, like I said a few minutes ago, he decided not to run with anything or say anything. But this is what we heard yesterday, and this is what Zach heard yesterday and told me yesterday. So, not good.
No,
not good look at all. You know, I guess, I got it. Every innocent until proven guilty, but, these things are stacking up. They're stacking up. Not a good look. Time to move on, turn the page. I still think the quarterback position is the biggest priority this offseason, but it just makes this decision easy. It just makes it easy for me. It's just like, okay, do it. I mean, you can do it today. You can do it tomorrow. It makes it really, really easy to just get this thing over with and put it behind you.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, would it surprise you if Broncos release Von Miller today?
No, or whenever they can, whenever they can do it? No, it would not. If we got the update, the Broncos are, moving on, you know, parting ways, release, whatever, however they choose to not renegotiate with him, that would not surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if it came quick, because the league, the way the NFL works, the NFL, as we saw with like Ben Roethlisberger and some other people, they've been suspended for the situation, not how it played out in court. The NFL will take action against guys for things, you know, before they're proven innocent or guilty in a court of law. And Vaughn has not been charged. That's very important to point out. But the NFL takes the domestic, ever since the Ray Rice thing years ago, they've really tried to zero in on this, domestic violence specifically. So the Broncos may just decide to get out from underneath it before they let it play out in court, that would not surprise me at all if that's the next step from the Broncos.
No, it wouldn't surprise me. And that's, I think that's what should happen. It just, it's time. It's time. I don't know any other way to put it, right, man. I mean, hey, all good things must come to an end, especially in sports, in the NFL. And it's just time for the Von Miller era to be over in Denver and for the Broncos to move on and establish a different new culture under George Payton.
Right. And Randy texted in, innocent until proven guilty, while true, doesn't apply to the court of public opinion. And
it
that's,
doesn't
that,
apply to the NFL.
That's where the Broncos will feel, to the NFL, that's where they will feel the pressure on this.
That's
is
right.
Public opinion. And that's why I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos just try to get away from it. Whether people think that's fair or not, that's how I view the Broncos making that decision.
Yeah, and the NFL has its own rules, like you said. They don't need the court to say guilty or not guilty. They'll do their own investigation, and they can still punish you even if a court says you're not guilty. And certainly a team can just cut you if they want to cut you, and walk away from, you know, your contract, if they want to. And, it's just a bad look. It's a bad look when, these reports are out there. It's a bad look with the text messages a few weeks ago. And then now this, coming out doesn't mean that, you know, obviously you are innocent until proven guilty, but, it's bad PR, and it's bad PR for a football team that doesn't need any more bad PR.
And the Broncos have had arrests in recent years. Over the past decade, there's been more than I think the Broncos would have liked.
There's been more than the norm. They've been right up there at the top of the league with players that have been arrested.
Yeah, so this Von Miller news, he's under criminal investigation. That was per Mike Kliss, and then per Fox 31. It could be related to domestic violence allegations. Stokely and I continue to react to all of it next.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
John Davis filling in for Zach by today. We've been reacting all show to the news that Mike Kliss broke earlier today that Von Miller is under criminal investigation. He has not been charged with Parker Police Department, Fox 31. Sources told Fox 31 that it could be related to domestic violence. So it's kind of an ongoing story. We'll continue to fill everybody in as we hear everything. But we've been talking the priorities of the offseason, Stoke. We had started it last segment, then the Fox 31 news came through.
Yeah.
Quarterback or Justin Simmons? You know, let's say we'll remove Von now because we do think this affects, we think this affects how they go.
You know, if I'm the Broncos, I'm just moving on from them.
Yeah, I'd
do it right now. Right now. Time to just move. Let's go. We're done with it.
And I would not be surprised.
Whatever.
I would not be surprised if that announcement comes out in the next. I would not be surprised by that. So with Von, if they've made the decision, we're done with Von Miller. You're looking at quarterback, and you're looking at re-signing Justin Simmons. Which one are you going for first?
Quarterback. I mean, that's it. We got to figure that thing out. I like Justin Simmons. He's a good football player. Great leader, does a lot of great things, but man, he plays safety, right? In the grand scheme of things, we got to figure out quarterback and how we're going to move forward at that position. Go young, go veteran, go with a trade for a veteran, free agent veteran. So many different possibilities, and there's going to be some good ones available. And there might be, you know, a good one available by trade. So that's always first and foremost. If you don't have one, everything begins around that position in the offseason. And that has to be your thought process if you're George Payton, quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback, because Justin Simmons, you're just choosing to keep, go get a guy that's here. He's good. There's not a lot of options there. You keep him and Kareem together, which I think is a great safety combo. No reason to break that up. Simmons, great locker room guy. You know the plan. We re-signed Justin Simmons. The quarterback, we've been over it. Are you going with Locke? Are you bringing in competition? Are you going to get a veteran? Are you drafting a guy? There are so many different paths that they can go that's really got to be where George Payton zeroes in all his energy now. Because if it is the draft, they've got to come up with a plan how to move up because nobody's going to be there at 9.
Right. You look at how you start and you need to be aggressive if that's going to be your plan. That's the thing here is you can't just wait. You don't just wait and sit back and say, okay, we'll wait till draft day. No, if you want to move up and you like a couple of these quarterbacks, and you want to try to move up, you do it early, early in the process, like the Jets did a few years ago to get Sam Darnold. Now, they it didn't look like that was a good pick, but they moved up early in the process to number three with the Colts and, you know, had a good spot to be in. And I think for the Denver Broncos, if you're looking at a couple of these quarterbacks and you like them, the Dolphins spot at number three is a spot that you want to try to move up to. And but you got to do it early, and you got to be aggressive with it.
Would you be willing to do that with the BYU kid, Zach Wilson? Would you be willing to move up, say, trade the ninth pick this year and your first-round pick next year for Zach Wilson at three? Because I don't know if I'm sold on Zach Wilson as a quarterback to give that much to move up to draft him. But it's not me making the decision. It's the Broncos.
Sure.
So if they love him, I guess go do it. But is that too much? Is that too much for him? Or?
No. That's not too much for a quarterback. No. Never. So you're really flopping picks this year, right? So you're not giving up anything this year. You're gaining a lot. All you're giving up is your first round pick next year. And if you love a quarterback and you love a couple quarterbacks, I mean, that's way worth it. And you probably would have to give up a little bit more than a first round pick next year.
Yeah.
But it is. It's always worth it for a quarterback, but you got to get it right and you got to love the guy. And if you love him, yes, you do it. Now I watch Zach Wilson play a little bit. He looked great. I haven't studied him. I've watched Justin Fields play a little bit, and most of the time when I've watched him, he's looked great. Didn't look great in the national championship game, but there's a lot more to it than just one football game. So if you love a guy like Zach Wilson, yes, you do it. And you don't worry about, oh, first-round pick next year. You don't worry about, oh, I gave up a first-rounder and a second and a third, or whatever the case may be. You got to make those types of moves. You got to be aggressive, and if it takes an extra second-rounder, an extra third-rounder, so be it. You make the moves, but you just got to get the right guy. That's the big part of it. But certainly, if you highlight a guy that you love at the quarterback position, really nothing is off the table.
Right, and you make a good point. If he turns out to be the quarterback, nobody cares what the Broncos traded for John Elway.
No, nobody
ever. They traded a guy named Chris Hinton, who was a great offensive lineman. I don't think anybody knows or cares.
He played offensive line, right? I mean, it's a lineman.
Yeah, who
cares? Come on, you can find those guys anywhere. Guards fall off trees.
We got three of them at this station if people need them.
Right, exactly. I mean, Orlando can play guard and tackle. I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
What can we get for Orlando right now? He plays guard and tackle.
We'll trade Orlando two first-round picks to draft Zach Wilson.
Orlando we'll throw in Tyler Columbus.
Yeah. Those guys, they got to gain their weight back. They got to gain that because we're trading them. So John Davis filling in for Zach By today. We're talking the news broke Von Miller under criminal investigation per Mike Kliss in Parker. So if the Broncos, Von was a big decision for them. The decision may have been made for them with this news to not bring him back. We don't know what they're going to do. But Stoke and I right now are talking biggest priority. Stoke says it's quarterback. Quarterback's the most important position. I agree, Stoke, but it's you got to love Zach Wilson to move up, obviously. You got to make sure that is the guy that you love. Don't move up just to get a guy. Move up your guy.
How close to you for you is Justin Simmons? I mean, I heard earlier, we're all big fans of Justin, but you think it's a big priority this offseason, especially now with what's going on and probably possibly moving on from Von, that you need to get that guy signed. How close is that to the quarterback conversation for you?
It's
being
close.
Highest priority.
It's really close, and the reason is, one, they've got to prove they'll retain their own guys. They still haven't recovered from letting Orlando walk, and I'm not just saying that because he's my friend. They still haven't recovered from that.
Orlando Franklin?
Yeah. Who plays right tackle for the Broncos? It's new every year. And they haven't they've
still filling that void, huh?
They're still filling it.
Wow.
I mean, hey, big old
filling that Orlando presence leaving. Wow.
They're still, and that's why they should sign.
It's a big presence to be felt, man. Like when he leaves, like you just it's hard to recover from. I mean, the big O. That's a good one. I never thought about that.
They just have to. He's good in the locker room, he's good in the community. I think they should reward him because he's played at a high level and been reliable through some really trash years. He came to the Broncos probably at the worst time for a player to ever come to the Broncos. After the Super Bowls, after the playoffs, nothing but turnover, three head coaches. He's been good all through it. He's gotten better every year, all-pro, Pro Bowler. There's really no reason to not bring Justin Simmons.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
So we've got the news about Von Miller. Mike Kliss broke it. He's under criminal investigation. Troy Rank joins us to discuss it and everything else next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
We are now joined by Denver 7's Troy Rank. Troy, you confirmed the report that Von Miller under criminal investigation. Just really your initial thoughts on it. We got Troy. We'll get Troy here in a second.
Bueller.
There we go. We'll get Troy here in a second.
Perfect.
But yeah, it's just kind of ongoing. Very interested to see what Troy, you know, what Troy thinks about all of it plugged in. Cause, for those of you just tuning in, Von Miller, not been charged. But he is under in criminal investigation from Parker Police. Mike, that came out earlier today. Troy, who's about to join us, has since confirmed the news. So it's just a wild day in Broncos country, and it's you and I. You kind of knew this was coming. I just learned about it today.
Yeah,
so
Zach had the news yesterday. Knew it yesterday. And told me about it. So it's like, oh, okay. And told me what it was for. He could have thrown it out there if he wanted to yesterday, last night. So he decided not to, wanted to wait on it. But, I knew it was coming. I knew it'd be broken pretty soon because, my partner told me, and he had it yesterday. So, good for him. But I thought he handled it the right way. And, So obviously not a good look for Von here.
Yeah, and I'm reacting in real time because this is all I just heard all this day, and it's a heavy situation, and you know Von has not been charged, and so try not to, I don't want to pin anything on him that I don't know, but with Von it's with there was already discussion around his future with the Broncos.
Yeah,
and that's just, this just adds pressure to that situation. So
it's the last straw for me.
And it's
the last one for me.
Yeah, last one. So we are now joined by our Denver Broncos insider, Troy Rank. Troy, you confirmed the Troy is presented by Rox Heating and Air. That's ROX, Rox Heating and Air. Troy, you have confirmed that Von is under criminal investigation. Really, just what were your initial thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing anytime something like this happens. Obviously, he has not been charged. I have been able to confirm for Denver 7 that it does, from a reliable source, that it is a domestic abuse investigation. But again, they don't have enough evidence, and he hasn't been charged. So that is very important to make clear. But this is not good based on what happened with Von on Twitter. Last week, he wasn't on the Nickelodeon broadcast. Now he's under investigation by the Parker Police. These are not things you want to see happen, especially at a time when his career is at a crossroads in Denver. I mean, there's no way around it. He was at a crossroads before this.
Troy, looking at, you know, like you said, what's going to happen with Von here, how did you view it, the Von Miller situation, say, a month ago, before the text message got leaked out, and before this news came out, and now do you view it differently or the same?
I thought he had, when John Hill was still running the team and calling the shots, I thought he had probably 75% chance of returning under a restructured contract. Now, based on a new general manager, there's not the allegiance to Von that there was. And the recent off-field stuff, I mean, I would say it's probably 50-50, Brandon. I mean, the money's part of it. Take all that out of it, and they have to figure out a way to make it work financially, and they have to decide by March 17th, the first day of the league year, on whether to exercise the club option. That would guarantee Von $7 million, and they did that with guys like Derek Wolfe and Emmanuel Sanders in the past, and obviously, if you're going to guarantee him $7 million, then he's going to come back under some contract. It'll be revised more than likely. But I would say his chances of returning have just decreased. I don't rule it out because you're talking about the greatest defensive player in franchise history, arguably the second best player. in franchise history behind John Elway. So I'm not going to sit here and say rule it out, but it's getting very complicated and tricky now.
Yeah, Troy, so do you have any indication if the Broncos knew this was coming at all?
I do not on that. I know they're aware of it now. I know that, but I don't know. I mean, again, it's been such a weird season because Vaughn did not play a single down. He's been around, but he's not around like he would have been. And now you're in the off season, frankly. And, you know, so the team, obviously they're aware of it right now, but I've had no information that they knew about it beforehand. Obviously the stuff that went down on social media, they would have been aware of. But again, that's social media is different than someone being under investigation for a criminal behavior. And again, it's important to note Von Miller has not been charged. He's under investigation. Obviously, if they had enough evidence to charge him, they would have done that. But that has not happened yet. That has not been turned over to the DA's office.
Do you feel, you know, the Broncos are at the top of the list or, you know, around the top of the list when it comes to arrest and you look at certain situations this past year? Do you think this is a move that George Payton just needs to make just for a culture change? You have the leak. Text last week, you have this news. Now, he hadn't been charged, but it's still not a good look. This is not what you want as an organization. Denver Broncos don't like this news today, whether Von Miller is charged or not charged. Do you think this is a move that George Payton should make just to kind of say, hey, it's a new era here?
Well, listen, he would be certainly within his right to say, you know what, thanks for the memories. It's been great, but it's time for a fresh start. And again, that step would be made easier by the fact he did not play last year and he would be 32 next season. I mean, those are the football arguments for it would be, you know, it's an older player coming off an injury, not an ACL, but certainly a significant injury. And you could just argue if we can't get you at 12 and a half, 13 million, it's just not, doesn't make sense for our roster. Again, if you took Von Miller's name out of it, I think it's an easy decision to say we're moving on, but it's not when it's Von Miller because of how he resonates in this city and this with this franchise. It's a different conversation. But, you know, George Payton is one who's open-minded. He doesn't rush to judgment on anything, but he is his own man. He will take in all the information. He's a grinder. He will put all this information in kind of the computer, if you will, and decide. And I think his voice will carry the most weight on this. In Von Miller's future, maybe the investigation goes away in a week or so and they bring him in for a face-to-face meeting and it clears up. That's why I say I never say never on these things. And it's different if had he been charged. That's a different animal and a different issue. But it's complicated and tricky now. And it would be unfortunate if this would be the end of his career here with him missing an entire season.
And we're joined right now by Denver 7's Troy Rank reacting to the Von Miller news today. Well, when they brought in George Payton, Troy, they said, you know, John Elway may still help with big decisions. This might qualify as a big decision. Do you think, given kind of everything going on with this, that more than George Payton will be involved in the decision or that he could actually, somebody could override him on the decision with what to do with Von?
Yeah, I just don't think that's what you want for one of Payton's first big decisions to have Elway decide, you know, and make the decision. Now, again, Payton comes from Minnesota where they do things, they speak in terms of we. You know, we come to a conclusion. So that would be how it would be presented. But John Elway is going to be involved in big decisions. I asked him specifically about Von Miller in John's press conference, and he said he would. I just think that if Payton were to decide, you know what, I think it's time to move on, I just think that would have a weight, that would be weighted in terms of what it means, that it wouldn't be one vote, one vote, one vote. If George Payton, as the general manager, says we need to move on, it would be hard for me to believe they wouldn't do that because it would kind of undermine him, frankly, right out of the gate, you know. And I just think, again, with Payton, understand, he has no ego. So he's going to listen to all the info. And if he may listen to John Elway and say, you know what, we can work through this if we can make the money work. And, you know, if there's no issue off the field and he's not facing suspension, they may figure out a way. Like, you know what? This makes sense. We want him paired with Bradley Chubb and run it back for one more year. But I don't see if Payton and Elway were to disagree, I don't know that you want Elway making that decision. And if that becomes public that it was Elway's decision, it's just not good business for Peyton. I just think they'll figure it out. To answer your question, we need more info on Vaughn's situation. This is not a good look. What happened on social media last week was not a good look, and it's complicated, and it's tricky. And this was really kind of the last thing that Vaughn needed to be dealing with when his career's at a crossroads here.
Yeah, and it's the last thing the Broncos need to be dealing with right now. You know, you just hired your general manager, and there's a lot of optimism and a lot of positivity around that hire and the direction that you're heading. And, you know, you got yourself a good one. I mean, that's what it feels like. A guy that's well-received around the NFL with how he works and how he does business, and now all of a sudden, you know, a few days later, you got this news. After a couple of weeks ago, you had the texts being leaked out there. They were just awful, awful, awful. And this news is not good news. Do you think that if they do move on from Von Miller, it makes it more likely that that they are going to get a deal done with Justin Simmons and just can't afford to see him walk out the door?
Yeah, I would think that, you know, that those situations for me are mutually exclusive. You should make signing Justin Simmons priority 1, 2, and 3 right now. He's your best defensive player. He's been arguably your best player over the past 2 seasons. And the way the salary cap is slated to go down, if you were to franchise tag him, he would take a pay cut. I mean, do you want to do that to Justin Simmons? Franchise tag him and he takes the $800,000 pay cut after making the Pro Bowl? I just think, Brandon, it's an easy decision. When you find a homegrown guy who's your 2-time Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, a leader in the locker room, last year, think about this, Brandon. They had 16 takeaways last year. Justin Simmons had 6 of them, 5 picks and a fumble recovery. That's the guy you want to nickel and dime? I mean, honestly, that decision, if I'm George Payton, is easy. Just tell me where we fit in the cap and let's get this done.
I like it.
Yeah, so Troy, thanks for joining us today, and we'll be paying attention to you as if anything else unfolds from this story today. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, too.
Thanks, Troy.
That's our Denver 7 Broncos insider, Troy Rank, presented by ROX Heating and Air. That's ROX, ROX Heating and Air.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.